This episode is sponsored by Real Life Pudding, whose motto, now that we've switched Minecraft servers, is, can we fix it? Yes, we can. It's also sponsored by Eric Haynes. Combine Elite says, our world Vasilia rules, okay? And finally, we are proud to have our Minecraft server sponsored by the Shaft community. With the financial support of members like Bastion, Kramer, Nicholas Diddens, Brian Wood, Stuart Sims, Eric Monroe, McKinley Zane, Dominic Metzroth, James Ross, Michael Kerfis, and Ben Brooks. Can't sleep, gotta build. Here's a ground that needs to be
drilled. And all I wanna do is dig. From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 8, recorded on November 21st, 2010.
I'm Brent Covelin.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
Welcome, welcome.
I always want to go, and we are the Three Amigos, after we always do that.
Hey! Amigos. So you ready to Shaft...
Would you say we have a long? Plethora of podcasts?
A plethora? What is a plethora?
El guapo. All right. Well, we got a... This could be potentially a very long episode because there's a lot of listener contributions. Pretty much a lot of everything and a really cool surprise at the end. So I guess without further ado, let's do this. Journey time.
Ow!
Yay!
Steve Perry.
When the night goes down. Okay.
On the server.
Let's see. Who wants to start off their journey?
Brent. He's got the biggest thing with an exclamation point here underneath his name.
This week has been, we finally put up the server. The new server is up. We're not announcing exactly who's running it, but it's being run by some good folks. And so it's been kind of a challenge getting all that running and getting everybody who was on our old white list back on the new white list, plus a plethora of new people. Now we're just kind of refining everything and trying to deal with, we've got some lag, which I think is mainly people scouting, because every time someone hits a new chunk, it lags for everyone. Is what I think it is, because when I'm on there and there's not many people on there, it doesn't lag like that.
I'm not feeling a whole lot of lag on the new server. The only thing that it really feels like lag is the block thing.
And that's an SMP bug that he's working on, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll get fixed, because, that's... alpha it's probably, stuff for you.
And that's just it. I have to say, this is the first thing that's made me feel like multiplayer isn't ready to go yet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, just in general, like I feel like Minecraft on the whole as a multiplayer game is a solid product, except for this change in how blocks are being removed from the game.
Right.
Is making it weird. Like it actually feels very alpha-y now.
So the boats and like monsters not doing anything.
Yeah, no, that doesn't bother me at all. That just...
I mean, I don't... It doesn't bother me that they don't do that, but the fact that they're supposed to and don't.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like playing, World of Warcraft and like none of the bosses do anything.
See, I just don't look at it that way.
I'm glad you have that worldview of Minecraft.
I do. And just to let everybody know what I'm talking about, right now, there's been some debate because, he wants to make most of the adding and subtracting of inventory server side. So if I'm not mistaken, this is what's going on. When you're picking at blocks, when you're digging and mining and stuff like that, sometimes your blocks will come back. And what I think it is it's the communication between your client and the server isn't in sync, and it gets very frustrating sometimes because you'll sit there and mine the same blocks like five times.
It's
slowing down progress, but I guess it was just introduced in the last patch.
Yeah. So, and we didn't really notice it because our server was gone at the time. So it seems like something new, and it's actually been there for a little bit. So hopefully that'll get fixed in the next patch. The game's still definitely playable. So, whatever. We'll deal with it. And dealing with it on the new server, it's been just like we kind of went to a different, I don't know, rules. Before we were kind of spawning blocks at will for everyone, including ourselves. And we kind of took a different stance on this server where we're not spawning them for everyone, including ourselves. We didn't want to be like, hey, we've built these really cool things out of cool blocks that you can't have.
Yeah, that's unfair.
And it's really, I think, been a good thing. I mean, to hear the excitement of folks when they find like a diamond is awesome. So
yeah.
I hope it continues. And it's been that way with, you know, like building my new house too. I've just been excited and working on different things. I've been trying new stuff now that, you know, the red dust works and carts work to a degree and things like that. So I've been playing with all this different stuff, and our buckets work. So it's like, hey, now I can play with water, I can play with lava, I can play with minecarts, and I can...
You're doing some red dust stuff, too?
Yeah, I made some... Jolly Eskimo inspired me with... He has, iron doors with plates on each side, and I started off with wood doors, but anyone can open those, and the iron doors, right. You can't open unless you have them powered. So I did a one side where you can't get in, because I set my home point in there, so I just spawn inside. But now I can step on plates to walk out or open the door for someone else.
Okay.
So that was really interesting and frustrating working with that stuff. But
wait, is the switch on the inside?
They're plates on the floor. The actual red dust is actually under the ground.
Like, or, so you I don't mean, see the, it. But you got the plates on the inside, so there's no way to get in?
Right.
Well, how do you get in?
Is I spawn. Secret? I do.
He goes home.
Home inside.
Oh, I get you. Okay. So there really is no secret back door.
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, except for a shovel in the wall. That works yeah. fairly well.
A lot of his roof is dirt. I was trying to figure out how to get inside, and I didn't know he was on. I'm like, well, I could always just dig through the roof and put the block back.
So I'm going to take away all my floor and just make it go all the way to the ground like Spencer's old hole with lava at the bottom. So people go dig, and then they just fall in.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
that would be cool. Especially really. Once damage gets turned on.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to. I know Wes has been on there quite a bit. What you been working on?
I have. Well, the first thing I did was one thing I noticed was our server for the most part is kind of flat. There's lots of plains, and it's not as mountainous as previous stuff that I feel like we've really messed with. So yeah. I found one mountain that had a really great view of this huge field, and I started building on it. And then I noticed that Mint was building right next door, so I thought it was kind of funny because we have these two mountaintops right next to each other. But basically all I did was I kind of wanted to go, and I know this sounds really dorky because it doesn't look anything like Frank Lloyd Wright, but I kind of wanted to go for like Frank Lloyd Wright sort of stuff, to where like from one side of the mountain it just would look like a mountain, and from the other side you'd kind of see my stuff sort of sticking out of it, but it was sort of like you'd have to kind of look for it, you know. So I kind of just basically made some places to get a good view. The other thing is I just wanted to go one of the first things you got to do now that we're not spawning anything is you have to get some mines set up.
Yeah.
So you know, I made a race for the bedrock level, and then I just started doing the whole like fingerling mines on multiple levels, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the video where they talk about how to best mine for diamonds?
No.
Well, basically what it is you want to build two levels, okay, that are spaced apart by a certain amount, and then you want to just every four spaces, so that you build a tunnel, a too high tunnel, and you dig as deep as you can go, and then you go over, you skip one, two, three columns worth of blocks, and then you go next, and that exposes the most amount of stuff. And so I just started building these tons and tons of little tiny fingerling tunnels, trying to find as much stuff as possible. And it's funny because Mint had started working on a mine under his stuff using the same technique, and so our two mines kind of intersect at various places, and like if you're not careful you can fall and get lost, and all it is a bunch of really tiny tunnels with torches all over the place. But I've been getting some really good luck. I found probably about 13 diamonds, you know, tons of coal, a good amount of iron, some gold, lots of red dust. Additionally, just today I was digging around and I found an existing cavern that had three lava and water sources right next to each other. So I've got three obsidian farms that had natural obsidian just laying there, and I just dug underneath them. I redirected the water, dug underneath them, made sure there was no lava under there, and then mined the. So I've been getting lots of obsidian too. But that's kind of what I've been working on. I helped Eric, we were working on the help center. We built some huge gargantuan columns.
Yeah.
And mining away the cliff face for the help center. And other than that, that's kind of what I've been doing. And I helped build some roads and some bridges and some stuff like that. So,
cool. Yeah, the help center is coming along. The help center or the welcome center for New Tortuga. I guess that's what we're gonna call the city.
I don't think we have a name for it yet.
Oh, okay.
I think it should be the Shaftlands Help Center. I mean, let's give it the world name.
Yeah. That's coming along. I kind of wanted to build a huge building that kind of comes out of a mountain face. So it's not just a building that you can see all the angles. You know, it's just built into it. It's kind of like, you know, in Indiana Jones, in The Last Crusade.
Yeah. Oh, they're going for the,
Yeah, kind of like that, but not as ornate, of course. Anyway, so that's coming along, and you know, I didn't actually log in yesterday. I've been working on this video, but the good news is the video is done. It's complete. It is a music video. The song is called "In Search of Diamonds," and it is
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is a man's journey to look for diamonds, and he shows you all kinds of cool things along the way.
Best Minecraft video yet, so you should go to YouTube and watch it right now.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. Go check it out. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to play the song so you can at least hear it. But it is very happy. It's an explosion of happiness. So glad to have that done. And just really looking forward to working more on the Welcome Center. That's really my journey. Was that everyone's journey?
That was.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about some features.
Excavation Station.
Let's talk about some new features in the game. And
you want me to go first?
Yeah, Wes, what you got?
Okay, this is my idea. Okay? I kind of want a GPS feature. Okay? I think you should be able to set up like a path. Like, let's say, you know, somebody's like, hey, I want to know how to get to your place, you know, but I want to walk there or I want to travel there, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think you should be able to, like, go in beforehand. Like, let's say I want people to know how to get to my house. Well, I can go to the help center and start there, and I can start like a trail. And and basically I record it like I'm recording, you know, movements or something like that, you know, or game replay. And then whenever anybody else says, hey, you know, GPS Wes's house, okay, they'll find out, you know, and we have everything start from the help center. And then basically it'll make a little like sparkly walkway that you can just follow.
That's interesting.
So it tells you how to get places. That's my idea.
Breadcrumbs. Like Fable 2 or something.
I don't know. I never played Fable 2.
Oh, okay.
God.
Well, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Very interesting.
This week I got a metal grate. Basically, you can see through it and water can pass through it, but mobs and players can't.
Oh.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, all we have now is just glass
windows.
Yeah, and water can't go through it, but I think that'd be kind of fun. And then the second thing is just some graphic options. I noticed that I wanted when I, you know, was working on this video, like the ability to change the viewing angle, because it's a very wide angle that you're looking through. It would just kind of be cool to be able to narrow it down some, just a slider. And then the other one is maybe a selection of shaders, just different ways to actually render the world. But I don't think Notch would add that in there because he wants to kind of keep it uniform, you know, looking the way it's looking now. Because he's actually kind of against the ambient occlusion add-on.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it in a tweet that he was like, yeah, it's neat and everything, but it's kind of against what I'm going for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it looks so good. Anyway, yeah.
I also still have one thing I want. I did finally, you know, I said I wanted railings.
Yeah.
And I saw how to build railings. But they're too blocky. Like, they're too in the way. Like, I wanted to put a railing around my platform looking out over the valley.
Yeah.
But, like, it chops off the bottom part of your view. You can't stand at the railing and look at the whole valley.
Right.
It's too blocky. So I'd like some thinner, easier to look through railings.
Like a grate,
or just like a like, or like a wire, you know, like the little the theater, you know, boundary stuff, you know, like little hanging ropes that you just kind of put around, you know, and it's
or what about a half block glass, half glass blocks?
That wouldn't be bad too,
you know, something like that.
Because the full glass blocks are a little much,
yeah.
But
or maybe like half the other way blocks instead of like half.
On the bottom.
Horizontally, half vertically.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then you could move up closer.
I hadn't thought about that. Huh.
I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah.
I guess anything's sure possible.
Yeah.
Anything.
It doesn't matter. We want it.
Just ask Notch. He's in the chat room, right?
Hey, Notch. How's it going? Yeah. I want guns.
You want guns?
I want guns. I mean, there's gunpowder and TNT, so why not use the gunpowder and use some metals and stuff to make guns, and then maybe even flare guns and
guns.
Bear traps. That was the other part of it. Like a whole hunting thing. We got fishing poles. Let me shoot some cows at long range. Maybe add some bears for me to shoot as well.
So it's kind of like an arrow, just with more kick.
Yeah, with gunpowder.
Yeah.
And then a trap where you can actually maybe trap some animals.
I like that. Little bear traps, little rabbit.
And they need to cry though and be real loud when you do it, and like
sheep traps.
And like so like, you know, you actually feel bad when you do it.
Like duck traps.
Maybe like some springed platforms, like, you know, you put them, you know, and then all you got to do is chase the cows onto your little, and then it goes wing and flings them and they go
hey ma, I caught me a pig.
Oh God! Right. So I see we got some emails with some other things from other people.
Some goodies, yeah.
Here's one from Squid Ink. This is a long one. I was thinking it might be cool for Notch to add macros to the crafting process. Perhaps when you go to the crafting screen, you have perhaps 5 slots in which you could record routines to automate crafting. For example, suppose you wanted to make a routine to craft arrows. You would hit record, then drag the flint, sticks, blah, blah, blah. The arrow icon would then appear in your macros list, which might be accessed by the numbers 1 through 5. So the next time you wanted to craft arrows and had enough... Oh, God, this is really long.
So it's
macros.
Yeah. Recording the action of crafting something and then playing that back.
Yeah. I say no.
Is that
I think that's
too
like
much
part
of
the game. It's like
that does shorten the game a lot.
Next thing
it?
let me have a robot that can dig for me. That brings back any diamonds and stuff.
You did suggest robots a couple of
times. Yeah, no, I think robots are great.
But just singing and dancing robots.
Yeah. No, I think maybe building a robot to get it to do some automated functions would be a cool idea, but to just like have a macro that's like a button you press that you didn't have to build something.
Yeah,
you know, maybe you could build a loom that would help you weave faster, or, you know, I would be for making tools to do things faster. And so it would be technically automated, I guess.
Yeah.
If you were making, you know, the arrow maker. But you had to make the arrow maker to make it. It wasn't just a key press.
Ah, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a furnace. You have to make a furnace in order to make things in the furnace. So, yeah.
Mystic Viper X says he wants Icarus wings. Yeah, it seems a little overpowered, but for a pure creator viewpoint, it is something that would be nice. Air balloons are a nice idea, but the best way to implement them is a waypoint system. Direct control would be too unwieldy. Plus, there are other bonuses with the Icarus wings.
Yeah, he has a link, and it goes into pretty detailed links on how to craft them and all the benefits of the wing. And I thought it was pretty interesting. But his comment about air balloons just being a waypoint system kind of makes sense. It's like a blimp or something that just goes from A to B, and you can set the points. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, we keep bringing up WoW, but, you know, WoW has blimps. It goes from A to B, and you have to sit there and wait for it to come back. So you kind of have a crowd standing around waiting for the blimp to get to you so that you can hop on. And I would love to see something like that. Wouldn't that be cool?
I just want hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons? That you can't control?
Well, the wind controls it. You can control altitude. That's what you can control.
Oh,
right?
I like that. Wind currents?
So maybe there's some wind currents going one way, higher, lower, or whatever. So maybe you could do... But it's just more of a way to travel. I just want to go this way, you know?
Right. I like that. Okay. Here's a call that we got.
No.
You guys looking at each other meanly?
No, I'm not. I've got not a mean bone in my body.
I want to hear about these binoculars and spikes.
Okay, here it is.
Hey, Hey guys, it's George Kidd, and I had a good idea. Well, not entirely my idea. Binoculars for Minecraft, where you could actually craft them, put them on. Well, now you just look through them, and you see farther away, past the usual fog level. And another idea. I don't know how this would work, but you can make spikes for in-game. And I know you already have cactuses, but they're kind of hard to mess with. So with spikes, you can make, you know, pits with spikes in the bottom. Zombies fall in, put them on the side of the building, stuff like that. All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Spikes. Spikes is cool, I guess.
What would you do with them?
I think it would just be really for looks.
Single play. This is all single play talking about, because you want to be able to kill the mobs without them. And so you'd make pits for them to fall into.
Okay, that would, because
you can do
cool
cactuses in single play that they can hit, and it damages them and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the thing that Squid Ink was getting at was, having so much stuff to do in single play to have to remake all that stuff. And maybe that's,
Yeah,
I wasn't really thinking about the single play aspect that much. I get caught up in the multiplayer so much.
Yeah, same here. I think binoculars is kind of cool. That or a telescope, because that's just, looking in. I mean, it's just zooming in. I don't know. It's just being able to see maybe past the render distance or something, in a scope-like fashion.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Kind of not very useful, really.
Oh, I just thought of one.
What?
A metal detector.
What
if you use a metal detector and going across land, and it would actually make the pinging noises, but it would detect like gold and iron and diamonds, so you'd know to dig there, but you didn't have to dig a big mine to get to it.
And then you find something, and you hear like something like that.
Yes, exactly like that.
That would be sweet.
If only Notch had been in the chat room. Oh wait, he is.
All right, let's do some news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And in the news today, Marcus Pearson, and that is how you say his name, by the way. It's Pearson, not person, not parson, not whatever.
Pearson. Anyway.
And I know this because he tweeted, someone asked him, how do you pronounce your name? And he said pear, like a pear, a pear that you eat. Anyway, Marcus Pearson is all settled in the Mojang offices with one other worker and two more to join on December 1st. He's got a couple PCs, a Mac, and some furniture, and some Cheetos. It's pretty awesome.
Cheetos.
And then we have this update that's going to happen this week. This is really cool. It's a little checklist of things that he's done and partially done. I thought this was pretty neat. See anything here that you like?
Fixed leaves again, done. I love that.
One thing that concerns me is the one thing that I really want is the.
So you don't like the knit leaves?
Well, no, I actually.
You hate the leaves.
Yeah, I don't like leaves. I think that's great, but fixed the block respawning bug not started.
Yeah, to me starts.
That is the big one.
It is the big thing.
Also, he says, implemented falling damage not started. Yay! I don't want falling damage.
I'm hoping all this stuff will be able to,
toggleable.
That it'll be a server variable.
Yes, like the PvP toggle flag that he's working on.
Yeah.
That would be nice. What do you think about PvP? Like, are we going to turn it on or off? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Only if we can do it in areas, it would seem like have a...
Arenas?
Sort of arena.
That would be
kind of
cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a big... it would be really cool is if you could set your own PvP flag. So we could have a big game of like, what's it called? Assassin?
Oh, yeah.
Where basically you're trying to kill the next person.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. So that'd be good. Let's see, anything else? More players riding carts and boats a long way receive terrain updates. That one sounds a little technical.
Right now there's a problem where if you ride your boats too long, you get stuck.
Is that what made Clyde sit in the middle of that lake for so long as a clone?
Well, there's also something else, like if you log out or get booted while in the boat, then I think it leaves a trailing thing like that too.
Yeah. So, some people are freaking out. They're like, I'm looking at me. I'm right there. I'm right there in that boat.
Yeah.
Well, then my son was doing that too. He was like, this guy's just been watching me all day and it's creepy. And I was like, he's probably just building over there. You know, because I didn't realize that he was out in the water in a boat just staring at my son. Quit staring at my son, you crazy whack job.
Creepy.
Banned. No,
so I think the biggest one here would probably be he added the ability to attack other entities. So that sword that you made out of diamonds is actually useful now in multiplayer.
And now you will probably be able to exterminate the animals that have infested your home.
Yeah. Stab them pigs. He also incorporated the ability to regenerate health through eating food. That's done. So it looks like it's working out. You can also attack boats and carts, it says. Cool. Man, that's going to be a sweet little update. And that should be happening this week, too.
Well, okay.
Exciting.
It'll be interesting to see how much work we have to do to get that updated. Because we had our lassos did that all for us, but we kind of went the route this time where we're doing a lot of the work ourselves.
Yeah.
Hopefully this won't be the case for that piece of
Are we getting Devil Turnip to do this for us?
No, it'll be me or the server people.
Okay.
Depending.
Cool. All right. Well, sweet. Let's do this stuff.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God, it's so intense.
Intense, it is.
Hey, there's an awesome video people should go see.
Yeah, what's the video?
It's something about diamonds.
Yeah.
It's not in this list. It's on YouTube. I think you made it.
That's right, yeah, yeah. You should all definitely check this out. There is a YouTube entity. Her name is Minecraft Chick. And she does an episode daily. She was on episode 2 when I found her. I guess she's on episode 4 or 5 now.
And she does them daily?
Yeah, she does them
okay,
daily.
Okay, so you only found it 2 days
ago. Yeah, a couple days ago. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That sounded funny.
Years ago, man. We're good buddies. Anyway, she's pretty cool. It's funny because like she starts off the first episode not even knowing how to walk. Like, she doesn't know the WASD. And then she continues in the second episode. She's trying to figure out how to, like, destroy blocks. And one of the episodes, she can't figure out. She actually crafts a workbench, and she can't figure out how in the world to put it down so that she can use it. And she's looking all over the web, reading stuff from the wiki and everything. No one actually explicitly says you have to right-click your mouse button. They just say drop it. You yeah. drop your thing. So she finds out how to drop things, and she drops down on the ground. She's just on the ground floating and twirling.
Does she flip out?
Well,
is it like a double rainbow for her?
Well, the thing is, like, you know, I mean, she drops it, right? She doesn't right click. So it's just sitting there, and she walks back up and picks it up, and she's like, I keep dropping it. It's not doing anything.
Oh, so, she doesn't place it. She just drops it.
Exactly, okay. Like cue to drop. So then people in the YouTube, this thing is daily. So everyone is commenting and saying, like, this is how you do it, you know. So the next episode, she's like, oh, you know, I couldn't figure that out because, like, right-clicking doesn't exist. She has a Mac, and there's just one big button, you know. It's like an older Mac mouse maybe or something. Anyway, it's really cool. She dies a lot. It's fun to just see somebody with zero knowledge just, you know, going through all the paces and figuring out Minecraft. So check that out. There'll be a link in the show notes to check that out. And then this thing is awe-inspiring. The Tales of Melinxia. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. It's a role play server for Minecraft, and it's kind of a trailer with this really epic music. And the thing says, Tales of Melinxia is a detailed and rich role play server for Minecraft. It offers an in-depth and engrossing experience to all players with high quality and well-established laws, rules, events, and features. If you see this thing, you'll be like, oh my God, there's so many different little areas. It's kind of like the old Shaftlands was. You have all these different towns and cities kind of with their own rules and their own look, and everything is uniformed, but they've created some of the most unique looking cities I think I've ever seen. Well, definitely I've ever seen in Minecraft. And one of the cities is even like destroyed, busted up, you know, and it's like old ruins. Anyway, it's really amazing. And with the music, the epic music going on, you can't,
it's got Carmina Burana going on. So
check that out. And then as a last one here, we have Mystic Viper X created this really awesome oriental castle with a huge pagoda. And I hadn't really seen any oriental style areas in Minecraft, and this one is masterfully done. Really nice.
He's using some kind of texture.
I think in the pictures he might have used a texture pack. Are you looking at pictures right now?
Well, I saw a picture earlier, I think off crafthub.net, and I assume that's what it was, but I mean, it looked like...
No, this is actually a different one.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, there's a lot of buzz about oriental castles, but no, this one's really neat, and he's actually in the community. He's on our server.
Oh, that's cool. No, this one doesn't use a texture pack that I can tell.
Okay.
I mean, but no, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
Nice work.
And he's in the chat room right now. What's up? So, that was the sightings. Now for everyone's favorite.
Resources.
I still can't keep from saying it.
I know, it's just delightful.
All right.
Let's see. This first one in here is the Minecraft Canary. And actually, I tried out a few different Minecraft apps for the iPhone this week. This was one of them. It was free. It has basically a timer to tell you, tell it when, you know, daylight or night's happening, and then start keeping track of it so you can see how much time you have left. And it also has a workshop in it that has, like, recipes, some links, and then some just, you know, info about how to play the game. And it's free, and it was a decent app. I think the workshop could be reworked a little bit to make it easier to see everything in the recipes, because one of the problems I had with it was it would show you the picture. It looked like it took the pictures kind of like from the wiki or something, so it doesn't tell you what the blocks are. Like click on a recipe, and it'll say, like, under it, like, what the blocks are, but anyway, I think that it could have been done a little bit better. But
yeah, I thought it was pretty nice. It's an iPhone app, and it's for Android.
Yeah, and I've been using a different one this week that I'll talk about next week.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
How's that? A little teaser.
Foresight. Very cool. There's a thing going around called the Minecraft Armory, and if you thought that skin creation was too tough, you got to try this. This is just making it dead simple. You're basically, wow, I think the website is, I think my Java.
No, is this basically up where they've already built, like, all the eyes and hats and faces and things like that, and you just basically pick them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're picking them piecemeal and saying, I want this face, I want this body, I want these pants. And it's done in a layer system so that you can move up and down the different layers, which are your apparel, things that you're wearing. Really cool stuff.
And it sounds like that's a really good way to maybe get your base too. So you get your base whatever's, mm-hmm. and then pull it over into something else where you do some detail work on it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. You want to do this next one, Wesley?
Sure. The last thing that we have on here is, it's a note from Michelle. And she says, "Hi guys, I dig your podcast. I'm also terrified of lava in a single player and wanted to tell you about a new Minecraft fan site that I made. It's minecult.com, and the idea is collect all the Minecraft videos in one place. They're organized by type of content and can be rated by users, so I hope that you use this quick and easy way for people to find and enjoy the best videos out there." And I bet there's going to be one that just rules the charts.
Yeah. So this is really cool. I really like this. I've actually kind of been waiting for someone to do something like this, because, you know, scouring, you know, all the different sites, it's okay. But, you know, just a central hub for videos, awesome. There's lots of categories: architecture, creative, epic builds, gadgets, mayhem, pop culture. I would suggest adding a category that is machinima, because it's pretty hard to find machinima unless someone uses the word machinima. And it's hard to find on YouTube. So, and then we can like put our video in there, the the new one. So, but very cool. I like it. I'm not a fan of the 5-star rating system, though. I kind of like ones and zeros. Either it's good or it's bad. Thumbs up, thumbs down, or you know something like that. 5-star rating, a little weird.
Yeah, but you can think a video is good without it being like exciting. Like you might go, okay, yeah. Well, I like this one a little. 5 stars at least gives you some flexibility.
And that's probably also just pulling it from like YouTube or something, or it could be, I guess.
Well, YouTube got off the star system.
Did they?
Yeah, they're just thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah.
I thought they still, you can rate it though.
No, they got rid of it. You still do on iTunes though, but I don't know. That's just personal preference. But I think that's very cool. MindCult.com. And all right, the big portion of the show is listener contributions.
When are we going to get a
contribution?
When are we going to get a bumper?
You got
to make a bumper.
Oh, yeah. How about this?
This was the bumper. Just take that out and use it every time.
Listener contributions.
Got to put the laugh in there now.
How about this? If somebody wants to make a listener contributions bumper, send it on in.
Hey, yeah. That's a perfect idea for that one.
A listener contribution. Listener contributions.
Yeah. Contributed by the...
And maybe we can cycle them out.
You're going to be like, listener contributions.
Who wants some?
Nice.
There's mine. Okay.
Okay, so everyone send in one. That'd be fun. Even if it sucks, I'll definitely play it. How about this first one here? This is cool. This is from Jack Ebmeyer, a.k.a. Happy Puppy. He says, today I noticed something really wild. Okay, try this out while you're doing the podcast. Go to Minecraft.net, check the numbers of registered users, remember that number, refresh the page after 10 seconds, and then check the registered users again. So I thought what it would be kind of fun to do is okay, so we have a number here. It's 202,000. No, it's 2 million. 2 million... Wow, this is a big number.
There are 2 million registered users?
Yeah. 633,000 purchases now.
So it's 202,5537. Okay. So,
I believe it was like half that when we started the podcast,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure half of those are from our listeners.
Yeah, well. I
half. All right.
We'll expect the check in the mail notch.
I think what would be kind of fun is to check this number again after we're done with the listener contributions.
Yeah, so remind us so we don't forget.
Okay. All right, I put the number in the chat room so we remember that number. Okay, so let's go to the next one.
This one's from Mystic Viper X. He's given us a pro tip here. When exploring caves, only place torches to your left. So when the time comes to head back, you know you're going the right way because all the torches will be on your right.
That's a good idea.
That's totally a good idea. It's so simple, too.
Except usually when I'm putting torches in the wall, I'm bumbling around in the dark trying to find some place to just stick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next one is from M. Papa. In my single-player game, I was getting bored waiting for it to get light, so I put all my stuff in a chest and set out to a wide open space so I could kick some zombie butt. I killed the zombie with my bare hands, and then two skeletons started chasing me. One of the skeletons shot the other, and then they had a duel against each other. I was watching for like 5 seconds, then a creeper came up behind me and killed me. Can skeletons duel each other, or was I hallucinating? And have you had any experiences with funny stuff like this? If so, what happened? Now, Eric, you did some detective work on this, didn't you?
Yeah, and he was definitely smoking peyote. No. In the Minipedia, in the Minipedia, it does confirm, it says skeletons can be led to hit other mobs with their arrows. If they hit another hostile mob, it will cause them both to ignore the player and start fighting each other until one dies. That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty cool. That's a good thing. I used to love that. There was, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was in Dungeon Keeper. You could make the monsters in your dungeon fight each other, and they would get tougher for having done it, if I remember correctly.
They would level up.
You could slap them, and they would get all angry, and I think they would fight other stuff.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Now, if you could get, like, spider-riding skeletons... to fight
dueling
each other? Yeah.
Oh. Jousting at that point, right?
Nice. With their own bones. Like, take a thigh leg off and just, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah. And here's one from Gerald.
Gerald.
You had a question about redstone and tracks. Track switches work. Just run red dust to an intersection, and yes, you can hit a switch while you are in a cart.
Ooh, and he gives a YouTube video.
Yeah, it looks a little complicated or something, but you can do it, which is cool. Because we're going to have the whole place tracked up, right? I mean, are we going to do, like, Minecraft cart highways or something?
I hope so.
Or subways or something?
I think in areas.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you'd do it over everything.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, you know, like, in and out of a major city or something like that, I think would be really cool.
I think it'd be cool if you could make big mine carts that a bunch of people could sit in, like trains of mine carts.
That'd be cool.
And it just, and you just set it on a track, and you could hop on and hop off whenever you wanted to. That would be cool.
That would be cool. All right. Here's one. Hey guys, Garthy from Scotland here. This is my Scottish accent that I'm got right now going on. You like it? I like it a lot. Have you ever thought of a build that it, in your head seemed awesome, but when you were creating it, you realized that it was a lot less cool than when you than you pictured it in your head? If yes, what were you trying to make? How long did you spend making it before you realized it was going to look like crap? And did you finish it anyway? Keep up the awesome work. He says he wants to see 500 episodes minimum.
Oh, of course.
I guess the first house that I ever built, and I was pretty noobed out, right? I mean, so I didn't realize that you could actually place down a block that you pick up. I thought that everything you mine is just materials that get, you know, transmuted or whatever into an actual block that you can then use. So my first house was made entirely out of half blocks, because that's something that you actually, you know, put in the furnace and you actually have to make. So I'm building this thing, trying to figure out windows, you know, and I put a door in there, and I just thought it would be this awesome, cool-looking thing, and it ended up just looking like crap. The switch that I had for the door didn't work. It only worked one way, so I could only walk out but not in. So I built the window big enough to where I could walk through the window to get inside the house. So it was just a big pile of poo. But I was still proud of it.
I haven't ever, I really have not worked on much. I tend to build very utilitarian things, and then I help other people with their stuff.
Yeah.
I don't build much on my own. So I haven't ever had anything that
looked like that. But what about in single player?
Even in single player, it's mostly just me making like a nice cave and then going down and digging.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really built any surface structures in single player.
Yeah, I don't really get the whole allure in single player to build like a nice looking something.
Yeah.
I have a house in single play, but it's because I had a space with doors so mobs couldn't run in and kill me while I'm downstairs mining or something, right?
Yeah.
At night. And then it has some chest and crap. But, I mean, like, I'm making, like, tunnels to my portal that's outside, so it's like I'm kind of making outside my inside as fast as I'm possible so I don't have monsters running everywhere, but...
Yeah.
Know, I don't know. I'm now that, you know, the multiplayer's up, I'm playing that more, so I'm going to have to force myself to get back in single player and finish my tunnel.
Yeah, it's kind of like, would you clean your house if you never had visitors? No one ever came over? Like, would it be spotless all the time? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, except for the whole mold thing.
Like, well, so, and then, like, it would be sanitary somewhat, but, like, you know, it wouldn't be, like, all cool and stylish because it's just for your eyes only. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, similarity.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Just not completely.
Okay. So our next letter is from QueasD170. QueasD.
Oh, you can type that real quick on the keyboard.
I know. 170. So guys, I've been listening to your podcast since CP number 60, but I haven't sent you guys any email ever, so I thought I'd do it. So I've heard you guys don't like minimaps very much. Why is that? Minimaps don't have to reveal everything, like a cross section of the whole Minecraft world or anything. Minimaps only need to show terrain up to a certain amount of spaces, so you don't let the minimap do the exploring for you, but rather to help you not to fall off of cliffs or make notes so you don't get lost. Of course, you would have to craft the map, because if people get lost in real life without a map, then why not in Minecraft? I thought that the mini map could be something more along the lines of a real map. Maybe you could even share it with other people so they could find your wonderful creations more easily. Anyways, love the show. I think that's a pretty good idea, and maybe that is how I would redo my GPS thing. Is maybe I would do it with physical maps. Like maybe you could hold up a map and it would show you which way to go. You know?
Okay, yeah.
And that would be kind of cool. The main reason I don't like mini-maps is because they really do give you a sense of cardinal direction that gets kind of lost when you're just wandering around the countryside. That's why I don't like mini-maps.
Well, what about, like, I like the idea of just a static map, too. Something that you just press M and a big map comes up, and maybe a community-type thing where people can draw on the map and say, this is where my house is, this is where Brent's castle is, and this is, you know what I mean?
Like a Google map?
Yeah, really, kind of like a Google, being able to bring it up in game.
And it's easier, like, you draw it by building it.
Right.
Just build it on there. We'll,
yeah.
And then later with spawns and stuff, we'll get those to show up on the map and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
That's going
to
be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's one from Creek. Creek 777. Oh, yeah, cheat stories. Remember, we're going to ask people for what's your cheat story? All right, this guy's a big cheater. Ready for a story? What's up, guys? My noob friend. Oh, his friend is a cheater.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that before.
You just gave away the ending.
Oh, I did. Sorry. my noob friend uses a program on Windows called InvEdit, I-N-V-Edit, which lets you have any item in Minecraft. So he builds freaking huge diamond castles, but he's a noob, and I can't use InvEdit because I have a Mac.
Aww.
It's a sad story of it.
It is, but feel better about yourself because you're not using InvEdit.
You're not a big, stinky cheater face.
I haven't used any of these kind of little cheats or mods because, like, you know, I guess we already mentioned this, but we used to spawn all the time our own blocks on multiplayer, and it's just so much fun not being able to do that.
Yeah. And once again, like, I don't get the single play. Like, I mean, of cheating like that, like, you know, if you...
Yeah,
don't
who's going to see your awesome diamond castle?
Yeah, and like using cheats where like maybe things can't hurt you and stuff. It's like, you know an easy way not to get hurt? Don't play. You know? Yeah. And you don't have to cheat. So quit using the cheats, guys. Just play the game. Have fun.
With that said, we have another cheating story.
And this guy's from Cave Johnson. This is his cheating story. He couldn't find any diamond in any of his mines. I'm not going to read it in that person anymore because that's going to be difficult. I couldn't find any diamonds in any of my mines, so I decided to make another texture pack. I've already started designing other textures, so it wasn't that hard to just grab the terrain PNG and erase everything but diamond ore and lava. I saved it and loaded it into the game, and it looked pretty cool. All the mobs were still seeable, and I never realized how much lava there is at the bottom of the map. Anyways, I didn't take long before I spotted some diamonds, mined it, crafted a diamond pick, and built my first gate into the Nether. I was bad, but it was good. Loving the podcast. Looking forward to next week.
That's an interesting cheat, though, because then you can actually really get a sense of where diamond is formed. Babby is formed. you know, and because, you know, I kind of did that too. I made a transparent texture for Machinima purposes, but I was able to see into the ground and see the cave systems. But it didn't occur to me to replace everything with transparency except for one thing. So I imagine that's probably pretty cool looking.
Now, what I don't get is, like, if everything's transparent but diamonds, are you just running across ground and, like, running into stuff?
Yeah.
And you can't see it?
Exactly.
That seems annoying.
So, really,
like,
it's
diamonds
just kind
aren't
of a...
that difficult to find.
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe even in single play, I have diamonds.
And it's another thing. It's a cheat. It really takes the fun away from it. But
I think it's a cool idea. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I still
Yeah, and
would
you're just
not.
Bumping into invisible walls at that point, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So then we have
a little sad.
We have some audio from a Frit.
Ah, we do. A Frit sends his question in this week.
Is this like question of the week?
Hey Shaft, if it here. My question for you guys this week is this. You're happily walking down the street when suddenly you're warped into Minecraft. Looking around the blocky world around you, you realize that you are trapped with no way out. So, what would you do first in this new imprisonment of Minecraft? See ya.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would look for cliffs with coal. I think I've covered this before.
Did we talk about this before? I think the first thing I would do is I would check to see if my for cell phone coverage, because I'd have to tweet about this. You know? Like, dude, man, you wouldn't believe where I am right now.
See, and I would just make a new block. It would be the crap block, because I would crap my pants. Like, what is going on, right?
Hey, Brent, do you have any extra crap blocks? I'm building this cool castle. Awesome. Our old buddy Nintendo Ninja.
Says...
You want to go?
We can read it at the same time. Okay. That's always fun. Well, this is kind of long, though.
Yeah, you go ahead.
It's been a long time since we spoke, but I thought I'd send in this sighting. My Minecraft serverlings and I recently discovered that writing mine cards into Fire on an SMP server will disconnect the user from the server. This is a rather annoying bug, but a few of the moderators and admins on the server decided to have a little fun with us. This. Thought I'd respond given your topic about keyboard shortcuts last week. Brent is obviously missing the F10 key. Here's a link to a video demonstrating it. Keep up the good work, guys. Nintendo Ninja. Dominique Rogers.
Nice. I feel like I should have played some like soft violin music or something under that.
Why didn't you?
I should have, yeah. Do you guys know what he's talking about? Like, have you seen this article or this video?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty funny. So it makes you crash. It makes your client crash if you ride a cart into lava. So they had this big lava. I mean, they had this cool, this whole setup. And it was like, okay, everybody, come check out my new Minecraft or my new minecart system. So everybody, one by one, gets in the cart and kind of goes under the ground. And then you see 2 seconds later, so-and-so disconnected, so-and-so disconnected, so-and-so left the game. And it's because it just simply goes off a cliff right into a big pool of lava.
And I think maybe this has something to do with maybe how you exit the vehicle. Like, yeah, it's not detecting the proper way you're exiting, so it kicks you out. Because I had the same thing happen today in a boat when I was building my boat evader, and I ran into another boat and a wall and got disconnected. Like, it wasn't really anything weird, but I think maybe the boat broke or something, and it just didn't know what to do with me.
Oh, okay.
Because of the code. So I think it happens in boats, too. But I want to see this video. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But the word's out. It's probably hard to trick people. But, you know, you still might can get away with it for another couple days.
Lastly, we've got something from James Turton. He says, hi, I was thinking about jumping on your server, but could you just outline what goes on in your happy community? P.S. I am soon hoping to start a Minecraft Let's Play on YouTube. So do you guys want shout-outs? Love the show.
Man, no, don't give us shout-outs. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Say, what up, my dogs? What up, my diggers?
I missed everything because all I could think of was hurting for some tartan.
Whoa.
Like, nice. Awesome last name.
What goes on our server? It's mostly just people kind of building stuff and hanging out and being excellent to one another.
Yeah, we have a Ventrilo server too. People talking in chat. Sometimes we got too many people. So, we have a couple rooms set up. So,
yeah. You know. And speaking of that, I would like to make a comment on playing Minecraft in a Ventrilo server. This is Wes Wilson's take on this. If you are talking over someone else in any kind of regular base on any kind of regular basis, you're doing it wrong. don't repeatedly talk over people.
I think that's what the new kids like to do.
It might be, and they just need to get off my lawn. Maybe I need to make a Minecraft chat room. You kids get off my lawn. But it's just one of those things. It's like, don't get me wrong. I understand sometimes people are going to talk over each other. Yeah. But when three people are talking over each other and do so for like a minute straight, by the end, I'm literally just raging. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think people need to think about what they're actually saying in vent. Like, are you asking for help or asking for opinion, giving help or advice? Are you telling people that you just put your foot down on the ground? You know, you don't have to comment on every single thing you do or tell we're not we don't want to know what you're actually doing every second of your Minecraft life or your regular one, because they both merge into the vent server for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you made me rage. I wasn't going to say anything about it because, you know. Rage. But I just don't go into that channel anymore because like too many people are talking. It's
hey,
like,
Wes, can you kick Brand? He's talking too much.
I know. Gah. Mute.
Are we going to talk about our new... Oh, no. You know what? We almost forgot. It is time to refresh Minecraft.net and get that number. And see how many people in the last couple of minutes has...
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
Okay, so the old number was 2,025,537, and now we're at 2,257,805, so that's a difference of 200, about?
I think maybe it's different on a weekday. During
more than 200?
Night or something.
I mean, that's still pretty hefty.
Yeah,
right?
That's 200 people in how many minutes?
Just a few, I don't know, 10 minutes or something? That's craziness.
I'd like to have 200 new customers every 10 minutes.
I would, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brent, did you want to talk about the new Shaftlands, the new server stuff?
Did I?
Yeah.
If you were interested in joining our server, what would you do?
You would go to shaft.deadworkers.com, not the shaft, but just shaft. I made a short one because I had to put it in the day message. And this will take you to the forums where you actually register and sign up, read the rules, and tell us your username so we can put you on the whitelist. And basically, if you've registered before on any of our servers, you should be on the list still. So don't go just posting because you think, oh, well, maybe they don't have it. Because that's just more work for us to have to go check and, like, do.
Yeah.
Go try to log in first, and that address is there. It's in Vent, and it's easy to find these days. It's in chat somewhere. But just go log in and type something in the chat like, hi, guys, missed you, or whatever. And to the left of your name, you'll see either registered or unregistered. And if you're unregistered, then go to the forums and register. If you're registered, have fun. Besides that, well, basically, we've gone to a new server because our old server... they're gone.
Yes.
Like, completely. And if you want to know why, you can search the internet. I'm not going to get into that on the show. But if you... Let's just say that if you did buy a server from the same people we did in the past one, and you haven't been there for a week or something, or don't know why you can't get it working, there's a reason why. You definitely need to go look. And we apologize if you... bought a server from them.
Yeah.
Because of us. Anyway, the other thing was we were talking about doing community projects, and actually each week or every few weeks, depending on how the status of the community project is going, have a new one that we basically say, this is the community project. We'll put a warp there, an official warp, so everybody can warp there and give an update to how it's going and what it needs each week. And right now, the current one is the help center, because that's the first thing we need.
Yeah.
There is a warp there. It's slash help. Just slash warp space warp help.
Help. Yeah.
And go there and find out what you need to help with. I guess you're the project lead for this, Eric?
Yeah, yeah.
So ask Nailhead what you need to do, and there's probably something in the forums about it. But I guess that's about it now.
Awesome. Woohoo! All right. So another reminder at the end of the episode here, you're going to hear the song, In Search of Diamonds, and go check out the music video. Also, do we want to mention the podcast awards?
There's podcast awards right now. Go to podcastawards.com. And we would love it if you voted for us in the gaming section.
Yep.
You could just put the shaft and then the shaft.deadworkers.com and then your name and email and hit submit. Or you could vote for, you know, a plethora of other podcasts as well. There's categories for a bunch of stuff. This doesn't really help us in any way than getting the word out, really. So if we get on the voting list, maybe we'll get a lot more information from folks.
Yeah, I think it's just nominations right now.
But in the meantime, leave us some iTunes reviews. We've been getting lots and lots of those. We're very, very happy with that.
I read every single one, even other countries. I'll log in as a different country.
Really?
And I'll log in as a Sweden, and I'll read all those. I'll look at as a Frenchman, a Français, and a Canadian, all over the place. So thanks a lot for those.
Or you can give us a call at 256-812-1010, and we'll might play your call on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And follow me on Twitter. That's at Brent Copeland. See y'all next week.
Why is it only just you?
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Woke up this morning on the beach. Started walking, it's my regular routine. I was on the search for some diamonds. Let me tell you just what I've seen. I saw a castle with a view, fields of bamboo, guy from Kung Fu, a giant screw, a kangaroo, some chicken stew, and the woman who lived in a shoe. I saw a white whale, the holy grail, pirate ships without a sail, airmail, volcano fail, pyramids not to scale, and some things I should not go into detail. You never know what you will find, shaping a world that's in your mind. See for yourself and walk with me. A world of wonder, land of beauty, across the mountains and over the sea. But I still haven't found any diamonds. I've been walking around for miles, still no diamonds to be found. Maybe I should look underground. I started digging a hole, drilling through dirt, then I fell through, landed in some water. What have I gotten myself into? Saw a lava lake near the core, Kratos from God of War, mushrooms for liquor store, statue of Dumbledore, wooden shed with the bed, spiders and the undead, arrowhead, local bread, giant spool of golden thread. I saw a sparkle in the dark, I put my axe right through that mark, at last I found me some diamonds. Oh, I'm so happy I could ride a pig.
Dead Workers Party Network. It's not radio. It's The Shaft.